Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. And today's teleseminar is being brought to you by Brian Kaplowitz of SpeakerMatch.com. And as you all know, Annie Jennings PR is a national publicity firm specializing in promoting authors and experts to the media. And Annie Jennings' vision and insight has revolutionized publicity, as many of the techniques, tools, and strategies in widespread use throughout the industry today have been developed by Annie Jennings PR. Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer at the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, as well as the American Society of Journalists and Authors, and is the premier publicity expert in the country with her knowledge sought out by professionals, organizations, and the media everywhere, such as TheStreet.com, AOL.com, as well as leading business magazine Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. So, Annie, thank you so much for all you do for your community of authors and experts.
Well, as you know, it is simply my pleasure to be here, and we love what we do. And as time marches on, we continue to create new next-level strategies for people because we're all about applying our knowledge for success. And Brian and I, who is the sponsor of this teleseminar, Brian from SpeakerMatch.com, we're talking before the teleseminar, and we're talking about how things change. And it's good to change when things change. You know, that's one of the things is that what you can count on is that we'll always be moving forward. And to those of us who do apply our knowledge to what we're doing and we continually enhance what we're doing, we'll never fall behind, right? We'll always be at leading and at the top of our game. And I guess that's one of the keys, Brian, don't you think so? Have you noticed trending in your speakers, those who are staying like very current, very out there, very much up to date on the news and applying the latest technology, such as the ways they can increase their circulation of themselves and their image and profile, like they're the ones doing well?
I think it's absolutely essential that you stay on top of current trends, and especially when it comes to marketing yourself and positioning yourself to a meeting planner. They want to pick up a speaker. They want to bring in a speaker who is current. They want to bring somebody who is talking about something that the audience is talking about right now. So all of that definitely helps.
Yes, I agree. It's important to be current because you need to announce that you're out there, you're making it happen, you're making a difference in your field. These are the people that everyone wants to hire, that everyone wants to book. There's something about, an object in motion stays in motion, some famous saying, but it's so true. You just can't stop. You just have to keep going. So today we're excited about our call because we really noticed that media can be used in different ways. It was disappointing to us to notice, to learn that, you know, the original model, okay, of using media to sell books really didn't seem to pan out for everyone. So we were thinking, well, there's got to be a better way to use media. There's 1.2 million books out there. So how can all those books sell and become a best-selling author, you know, as everyone wants to be when they first get started? That's the number one goal when people write a book, is to be the New York Times bestseller. Now, we have discovered over the years that that's really not a goal that can easily be accomplished, given the way, and no one's fault, given the way the market works. See, so notice what the market is telling you. The market is saying, go back and look at your book differently. So if you stay in the business model of I'm going to write a book and I'm going to self-publish and I'm going to be rich, all right, by self-publishing, if you stay in that model forever, you're hitting your head against the wall over and over again, day after day, right? Notice that it may not work that way for you. Now, you may get book sales. There is no question the media sells books. The question is, does it sell enough books to make it really worth your while? Is the money you're earning from this sale, right, add it all up, equal what you are worth? And generally, the answer is no. Now, there's exceptions, and we all hear about them, Brian and Stacey, right? The exceptions, overnight success, 1 million copies, whatever, you know, a PDF that took off virally. Okay, those are the exceptions to the rule, and we'd love them. I would love them to be every one of my clients, truly. But in reality, right?
It's rare.
It's rare. So we don't want to be fooled We don't want to be fooled by these one-time, big-time success stories. We want to see what works for the average, everyday Joe. All right, so that's who we are. We talk about what works for the average, everyday Joe. And that's the person who has a business, right, who has a family to support, who has years of experience and isn't going anywhere. Their family's not going anywhere. They're in business to stay, and that is dedicated to moving forward in their lives. You know, that's the average Joe, and that's who we do PR for, is average Joes who want to learn and want to leverage, want to get that they can leverage their publicity, okay, into big opportunities, big dollars. All right, that's where the money comes in, leveraging your PR, learning the skill set to how do I use a radio interview, all right, to lead me to a lot more in terms of return on my investment than a visitor to my website, which, of course, is fine, or a book sale. That's fine, too. But let's think a lot bigger than book sales. Now, just in wrapping up the whole thing about book sales, or is that it's a marketing initiative. And keep in mind that book sales now encompass, just as the platform does, about 18 spokes, encompasses many spokes too. All right, so book marketing is a comprehensive plan. It's not publicity. If you go into publicity thinking it's book marketing, it is a mistake and you'll be disappointed. So remember, everything has a deliverable. Publicity has a deliverable, and we've learned over the years how to apply publicity to maintain and get very big results for yourself, all right, in terms of business success, image and branding of yourself, thought leader status, and then we take it a step further and talk about leveraging all this so that you're the one chosen. You're the one who gets the account, the contract, the major opportunity, the big media placement. We want that to be you, all right? And we've created the perfect plan for all that because we notice what works. And I'm all about what works in everything that I do. So any type of feedback at all is important because it's giving you feedback that you can use to apply and make your services better. So how people are really, really getting famous these days is not through book sales and that overnight New York Times bestseller. It just doesn't work that way anymore, right? The environment has changed. I am an advocate of self-publishing your book. I say go for it. But don't think that you're going to make money after self-publishing unless you're after small money. That's good. You know, your back-of-the-room sales. I mean, that's all nice income. But most of us, living in mostly major cities, know that it takes a lot more than that to support a family and send kids to college, right, Brian? I was going to say, where do you get to the designer jeans stage, right? Out of diapers into designer jeans. A lot more expensive.
So you think that publishing a book or having a book is very important to setting yourself up as an expert and building credibility?
I now think it's critical. I love it because it is a showcase of your knowledge all in one place. It's a showcase of your skill set. And it is a calling card for you. So you can use your book so people can quickly get an idea through flipping through the table of contents and maybe flipping through and reading a paragraph or two. Most people read like that these days, people, right? And the front and the back cover. That's all you want. You want to use it as a tool, as a marketing tool that announces who you are and demonstrates how you think about your topic. And definitely your books should create thought leader status in every way that you use them, from the copy on the front to the copy on the back. This is a marketing tool to every single thing you do inside your self-published book. It should really serve you to your best possible advantage in the branding.
And you don't
and image.
Think that there's any difference? You don't think that there's anything that is making a difference between self-publishing and having it through a national publisher?
Well, I think that the nationally published books are fantastic. That is the major publishers. Now, here's why. Self-published is your starting. Not everyone can be published by a major publisher, especially now with all the competition and with the long lead time. It's a waste of your 18 months. So you self-publish to start and you get things going for yourself. You use your book to showcase your knowledge. You get out there, you develop a marketing strategy, and you start landing business. Now, as you're landing business, you're also applying other models, such as staying very current, using your education and experience and wisdom to talk to people about what's going on today in their lives and what the answers are. Now you start to get famous in your circle. Okay, so money starts coming through the door. Meanwhile, you see what you've been doing over this period of time. You've been building a reason for a major publisher to say yes to you. They're not going to say yes to you with nothing when you're bringing nothing to the table, but they're going to say yes to you when you have built up a very strong media bio and a platform that says, whoa, we can sell his book. He's known as a mover, as a shaker, as an industry thought leader. We can do it, his or her book. Okay? That's when the offer comes. Now, when that offer of a major publisher comes, you can bet that as a publicist, I use that significantly to my advantage. When I don't have it, we also know how to market and package an expert without a big publisher, right? That's no problem. We've done it before. You've heard our story. Our Average Joe came on a couple weeks ago, the Ladder Strategy Average Joe. It wasn't published by a major publisher, but yet he managed to triple his speaking fees. Remember, he went to $20,000, and we've got that recording up for you guys, and he sold 25,000 books using the Ladder Strategy that we discussed in another teleseminar with Brian here. Now, today we have another Average Joe coming on. He's going to talk about how he did with radio. He also did not have a major publisher. All right? But back to Brian's question about how I use that as a publicity expert, marketing strategist, I will use that because that is a very defining element if I can say one of the big publishers. And the media understands it. They understand self-publishing and it's okay with them, but they love major publishers because what is it? It's like being on Oprah. Okay, you have that immediate credibility. They may not know you, but they know McGraw-Hill. They may not know you, but they know Kiplinger's. See? They're looking at who you are through your associations, and that defines who you are. Now, that's very important when you think about it. Your associations define who you are. So look at your bios. Here's your homework, everybody. Look at your bios, your media bio, and you say, well, you know, let's pretend they don't know me at all. How am I defined by the company I keep? Am I defined as a top national expert? Maybe, maybe not. That's what the Ladder Strategy is all about. It brings you in at your level. Okay, where are you on your level to the top, on your stairway to heaven, let's say? Where are you? Now, exactly where you are is okay. Then you use that as a foundation to go to your next leg up, your next rung up, your next step up, and you go straight to the top, straight to the top. And you know what media does for you, along with other strategies, comprehensive strategy here. There's not just one magic bullet, but there certainly is a magic formula. We've seen it work time and time again with our clients. Every client who comes in the door is automatically in our Ladder Strategy if they want to be. Right? It's your choice. But those who do want to be in the Ladder Strategy, basically it's like this. Picture yourself in the water struggling, right? Struggling to stay afloat. And all of a sudden, you know, up from above comes your anchor, right? And then you hold on to the anchor and you shoot straight out of the water to the top. That's the Ladder Strategy. That's how fast you can move to the top of your industry, given a certain skill set, given a few things set in place. But many authors and experts have these things. Now, what have they been doing all their lives for 30 years, 35 years or so? You know, they've been learning, they've been doing, they have college, they have degrees, they have expertise, they have associations. You know, all these things, when properly packaged and put together, Brian, can be like that. Picture yourself shooting out of the water straight to the top. That's the Ladder Strategy. Never stay on any one level too long because you're only doing yourself in. And time waits for no man. We know that. So unless you're moving forward, you're not moving. Others are moving forward. Because we're not the only ones. I mean, we may have created a lot of this strategy, but there are authors and experts out there that are also, they want everything. They know this. And they want to get out there. They want the next speaking event. So therefore, always be moving forward, and you'll always be at the head of your game. But it's true. The minute you stop moving forward, even for a couple of days, you think you could take a few days off, even for a couple of days, Brian, have you noticed? Like, if I ever take a week off from doing a teleseminar, I all of a sudden feel behind. And I think, I can't do this. I'm behind already. You can't let yourself get behind. You must keep going. Now, part of that was a little unjust. I do believe you should take a nice little vacation. Yes, of course, take your week off, whatever. But don't take a month off or 2 months off from staying socially relevant. And if you've accidentally done it, you can get back. Yeah, Brian?
Yeah, I think it's important that you have systems set up so that you can continue to get work done even though you may not physically be in the office. As a speaker, you're probably going to be traveling a lot. You're going to be in airports. You're not going to be at your desk all the time. And by implementing systems that you can use, your staff can use, contractors can use, it makes it so much easier for you to just keep your business going the way that it needs to go.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good idea. We should do a tell summer on that. You know, just marketing things that sort of take care of themselves, sort of. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's actually a good idea. And I know that you do a lot of good work. You know, you have a lot of resources available. But that's the idea, to stay out there. You know, stay next level, because, you know, as we know, this is the real thing. This is not a dress rehearsal, and we want to stay at the top of our game because it's fun. First of all, it's fun. It gives you a reason to just keep going every day in an enthusiastic way. And I think many people are, welcome the challenge of staying on top. And that's the idea, is to build yourself very strong and stay there with bonds. You know, build very strong bonds with all your community, with everyone that you know, and just take that personal approach. I mean, Brian, we are still sending handwritten cards to every single client we have.
Oh, that's great, because it's just so different than what everybody else is doing. That helps you stand out probably more than anything else.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And we still send out all the free CDs. Everybody still gets the free handwritten card. And you know what? They just are there for us. You know, and we love that community feeling. And we've really avoided overuse of technology and stayed with the same basics, just the basics of human interaction, of building relationships, and avoided a lot of the technology that sometimes gets in the way of human interaction. And it just felt right to me. So, you know, we really want to notice that, you know, what's working for you. The more technology-based you become, the less connected you are to your audience, most likely. So you'll always want to have a marketing arm whose job it is to stay connected. You see how we're talking about marketing as a whole now and not just PR? See, PR used to be thought of as book marketing, but it's really wrong. And if you think of it that way, you're going to be left behind, because marketing is all-encompassing. And marketing yourself includes your personal association branch, you might say,
mm-hmm.
whose job it is, to make sure you stay connected through even conversations. You know, we've spoken to every one of our experts. If you're on the call today and you've connected with me via our sign-up form, you're going to get a phone call. And I'm going to talk to you, and you get to tell me your hopes and dreams, and then we figure out how to get to the end result. So how do you become what you want? Like, what is your publicity goal? And then we work backwards and figure out how to get there. So there's a formula, but then within the formula, there's deviations of the formula that are personal to the author or expert. So without understanding how to apply your publicity to what you want for yourself, you won't know how to make your return on investment skyrocket for yourself. So today we have on a real live average Joe, and he's going to come on, and you know what he did. And Stacy actually
mm-hmm.
is our radio director, as you know, and she'll talk about the
yes.
power of radio momentarily. I'll ask you about that. But he came on and he took our campaign, our basic. Well, he got 13 interviews, but it's a basic 10 interview, which we guarantee, right? It's always 10 interviews or more. And we've never, you know what the funny part about it is, Stacey, I'm about to let you in on a really big secret.
Okay. Let
me
in.
You don't even know this. But what we do, Brian, is we guarantee the 10 interviews in the top 35 markets. But, and we always over-deliver. And we've never just delivered the 10 interview campaign in our lives. We never have delivered it. And it's funny because here I'm about to get in trouble. Is that I tell Stacey, I know, Stacey's head of our radio division. Stacey, I don't know if you get this, but I tell you we need 12. So there she is thinking I've sold 12. Oh, I'm in so much trouble now. Hello.
Yeah, I know. I'm just letting that soak in there for a second.
I know.
You know,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. So I actually sell one thing, but my team has a higher standard of delivery. And it's law. It's law. They would never dream. I'd never see a campaign that had 12 only on it. And so it's 13, 14, right?
Right, yeah. Over-delivery all the time.
Because I tell them they have to over-deliver, and then they have to over-deliver because that's our rule. So there you go. So, Stacey, I just got in trouble. Huh?
No, that's okay, because we love radio, right?
Yeah, we do.
We love it. That's all right.
You know why radio is good? It's very broad-based. And, Stacey, if you want to talk about some of the things our clients enjoy most, and this average Joe coming on did use radio to make over six figures. So he took that average campaign, which really isn't average, though. It's top shows and top markets, but that's when we know how to package and deliver that market, and leverage that into over six figures. In fact, last teleseminar, he brought on several new clients.
Yeah. Well, because he's so good, right? He knew how to leverage the opportunity he had on air, whether it's radio or a teleseminar. He was able to resonate. And that's why we do love radio. Radio is a wonderful venue for people to be able to come on, talk about their message, talk about their area of expertise, be very benefit-oriented, and all of a sudden, gain some fans in the process. And you're not out there saying, buy my book. You're not doing that whatsoever, or email me, see my website, things like that. You're able to create a nice relationship and resonate with the listeners. And radio is great because you're doing it, of course, from your bedroom or your kitchen or your office or your living room or wherever. And you don't have to worry about getting all jazzed up in terms of looks, your hair, your makeup, your clothing, all that stuff. You can be in your bathrobe with a cup of coffee early in the morning and reach just hundreds of thousands of people depending on the type of show that you are on that particular day. So we really love radio because you can reach so many people coast to coast. If you're on a national radio show, let's say it's syndicated to 250 stations. That's like doing 250 radio interviews all at the same time while doing one interview. So you have a great audience. You're able to promote yourself in a conversational way. And if you do a great job, the host will be absolutely more than happy to give you the floor, so to speak, give you the line for the 30 seconds or so, have your positioning statement, have your, goes to my website type of statement all ready to go, because they will gladly let you promote yourself if you have delivered the goods. If you've given their listeners what they need to know, they're going to want them to be able to find where you are and who you are and how to sign up for your newsletter and where to buy your book and so on and so forth. So it's a wonderful, wonderful venue because you have a longer period of time as well. Instead of, TV, a quick 2 to 3 minute typical segment, you're on for, if you're in your the drive time, the morning drive time or the afternoon drive time, in the quick hitting news type interviews that have vast audiences, people in their cars, 5 to 10 minutes. But that's already 2 to 3 times as much time you would have on a TV program. So they allow you more time. You're able to talk about really what matters and the things that are going to get people motivated to call you, to find out more about you. You're able to offer free services, and I know our average Joe is going to talk a lot about how he was able to leverage his appearances, offer people things complimentary, products and so on and so forth to help them really feel good about who they're dealing with. Now more than ever, when we're looking at businesses, we're looking at the type of principles the business that the business has, the products they have. You want to be able to trust them. And if someone's offering free material, that's fantastic. Going over and beyond expectations of the consumer is really important, and radio allows you to create that bond with the listener. It's really a wonderful medium to get your message out there and to attract people to you, to really sell yourself and your message versus selling your book. Because later on, now, if you're offering free material on the air, then people are going to go to your website. People are going to take you up on your offer. And now they become a part of your community. And you're able to send them email newsletters. If you've been in the platform strategy, you know that you have all these wonderful free special reports and articles, lots of resources for these people who could turn into potential clients. And that's how you're able to use radio as a launching pad for your business. And it's really important that you get out there. Any person that comes through our doors, we say do the radio campaign first because it can take you to the next level. And again, you can do it from anywhere. It's one of the most economical ways to get your message out there, have your voice be heard, and try and drive people into your circle, into your community. And then later on down the road, as we always talk about, you know, publicity is not an expense. It's not an immediate return on investment. It is an investment for you. And down the road, as you leverage it, it will be very valuable. And radio, again, is I just love it. I mean, I work with it all day long. So
that's
I know.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a media bio builder, and if Reese, if you come on, that's our average show guy. Just
I'm
feel
on.
Free. Oh, pop right in there. There you go. Well, wonderful. I'd like to introduce everybody to our wonderful Average Joe client, although you're spectacular in my eyes. But what we mean by Average Joe is just like an expert, an author, a speaker, somebody who's out there supporting their family, you know, getting new clients, providing services, just what we all do every day. Reese Aristi, and he's the author of How to Pay for College Without Going Broke. Reese's story is absolutely fantastic. He signed up for one of our radio campaigns, and then he turned his radio campaign into mega dollars, and I wanted Reese to come on today because it's great when you hear it from a real live person who's just like all of us, be able to have a model that can produce this type of outcome. Now, this is worth it.
Well, the truth is that you need somebody like Annie Jennings to promote you.
Well, thank you. And I think the reason that is, and I appreciate it, is because we go after the really big shows, powerful shows in powerful markets, and that does give you some advantage because the bigger the show, the more people you reach. And the more people you reach, right, if it's a numbers game, the more people who might be perfect for you. So it is important to go after the bigger shows to get your best return. And you can start with the smaller ones, but don't stay on any one level too long. That's the lesson. Don't stay too long at the smaller levels. Go to the big stuff. Strive for the bigger shows because properly packaged and managed, that is becoming a socially relevant expert, having a reason to be on the air, being a great guest, you can get on these bigger shows with the bigger models and the bigger audiences just by becoming a socially relevant author expert. So Reese had a lot going for you right off the bat because the topic is very good. Most people listening to any radio show will have some need for his services at some point because most of us have kids. They're going to grow up and have to go to college. And, of course, how to pay for college without going broke is of natural interest to his audience. So, Reese, I'll have my first question to you. Is it true that you turned our $5,000 radio campaign into over $100,000?
Yes, I did.
Terrific. And we want to talk about how you did that. So maybe initially, why don't you tell us a little bit about your book and really what your business model is so that people understand that it also takes a business model to support the radio endeavor. That is, you have to have something to sell. When you do get action, a return, people contacting you, you need to have a little bit of a product, consulting services, as well as the book and perhaps other products. All right, so we have a little bit of a background noise. Reese, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, and Stacey, are you?
I'm here.
All right, that must be Brian. Brian, don't put us on hold. Oh, no. Reese, we're going to have to talk over the music.
Yeah, it's a little difficult. I have a three-pronged program. I've been in financial services for 32 years, and my book is in two parts, admissions and financial aid, and at one point or another, every high school student is going to go through it, and it's just a question of whether the parents will decide to buy my book. And then anybody who buys the book gets a free consultation. and I pitch it as a free 15-minute consultation, but I don't look at my watch when somebody calls up my hotline number, and I, you know, get all the basic information. It's usually 20 or 30 or maybe even 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually tell people that there are two choices. I can help them or I can help them.
I love that one.
Yeah.
The confidence, the certainty. Just remember those two words, confidence and certainty, important.
Well, it's posturing, you know.
But for the audience.
Yes.
They're feeling a certain, like, this guy can help me. He knows he can. He's not afraid to say. Remember, if you're good, don't be afraid to tell people you're good. Reese obviously can guarantee it or can it has a deliverable that's going to have an outcome for you. So you can purchase outcomes, not promises. And that's important because it allows him to stay there, I can help you or I can help you. You know, it allows him the power and the knowledge and the certainty to be able to make a statement like that, which actually clients do want to hear. I mean, if you went to your doctor, and how would you feel if he said, well, I don't know if I can help you, or when you walk in there and they say, "Oh, yeah, we can deal with this." You feel differently, you know, a lot more certainty, right, with somebody who knows they can deliver the outcome while you're there. All right, so Reese, back to you. So you tell people, yeah.
Yeah. So and then I say, you know, you might want to consider hiring me. Oh, hello. And I then ask them if it's okay if I email them my agreement. And please get back to me. And I never hound people because if you do, you'll have buyer's remorse. You'll wind up selling them and they'll cancel. But when somebody calls me up to buy my services, it's set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
And if the client becomes a admissions and or a financial aid client, because I've been in financial services for 32 years, I review all their investments and insurance and IRAs and retirement plans and what have you. And a number of college consulting clients become financial clients. And when I roll over somebody's IRA or replace their life insurance or put some money into a tax-deferred annuity, so it's outside the financial aid formulas, I get commissions from insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for 32 years, and that enabled me. My base of operations enabled me to make all that money by having Annie get me all those great interviews.
That's right. So you see, his business model started, you know, with the college funding, but then it goes much deeper. He's a lot of levels of ways that he can serve his clients. So that's a good concept to think about. What is the theory underlying his successful business model? Many ways to serve a client, not just I'll help you get into college and you'll be gone. But how about if I help you to get into college and you become a lifelong client of mine for many areas? See, so it's an idea of once you get somebody coming through your doors and doing business with you, you keep them in your community by developing products and services that go along with, that naturally align in your talent area and in the areas that your client is likely to have some demand. So that's how you build a very strong business model so that you can build a relationship over time. And, Reese, I'm sure that many of your clients have been with you for many years.
I have some clients that I've had for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, over 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a nice model. Now, back to, you know, our radio campaign, did radio offer you some of the benefits? We were just talking before you came on about it's very broad, that it gives you the opportunity to share your message.
Well, and you're in markets that you wouldn't ordinarily be marketing in.
Hmm. That's right, because it's really, you know, you can go into any market you want, basically. And generally, you know, we can secure a booking in just about any market, even obviously the top markets in the country. So you can be reaching out in a very expansive way. You can almost blanket the country with a marketing message, with a, hey, I'm here. If you need me, I can help you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Most people's business allows for, you know, state-to-state commerce, so it's not a problem. There's just some people's business, they would, there's some law, right, Reese? Like, let's say financial planners and things, I mean, you have to be a little careful in that manner, but just, you know, a few industries, they, you have to be registered to do business in that state or solicit. But a radio interview is interesting. You know, people are coming to you. I know a lot of therapists who do a huge, bustling, you know, phone consult business, and they go on the radio. They showcase their knowledge, their personality, the way they deal with trouble, the way they deal with problems, the way they solve problems, and they just book up in sessions over the phone. Because radio, nice part about it is you really giving a free sample of yourself, and you get to showcase yourself to a possible purchasing audience, but you also get to help people too. So it's got such a mixture of return and including income. So Reese's here to, you know, be like the real person who actually did this, and clients would come into him. And I know that we've had a conversation or two about this, Reese, and you mentioned that not all clients, of course, became your financially, you know, your strong financial clients, but they were able to, some bought a book, right? Some bought some other products.
Yes, and a lot of people getting referrals. I got a referral from somebody who never became a client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Anything can happen. You see, you never know where your next big business lead or business lead is going to come from. So hence, Reese, you know, we believe this here is be everywhere at all times. And to be everywhere at all times, you need this comprehensive marketing approach to building your presence in your industry. Publicity is one arm of it, okay? Publicity, hence radio interviews, TV, print, becoming known as a national expert in print. We were saying earlier that people may not know your name, but they know USA Today. They know Wall Street Journal. They know the names of the brands, right? And if you're associated with those brands, you know, you get that seal of approval, the inference that you're a good expert. And it's true because none of the outlets we have ever worked with just take somebody because, you know, we say so or we present. They always do their due diligence, and they make sure that the expert is top quality. So we can only do so much packaging, delivering, and developing, but the media makes the final decision, and they make sure that you're the real deal. So you guys jump through a lot of hoops but don't even know it. We jump you through the hoops rather nicely. And then we also, everything's so comprehensive, the website has to have something there. So, Reese, we can talk a little bit about your website. You mentioned it was very important that your media room be top-notch.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's because when the media, again, like I said, they'll look them, here's what happens. Stacey, you can so attest to this.
Mm-hmm.
We have a client or two, and or we've had in the past, and they have, let's say, an old website, and all of a sudden they're on a big radio show, and something turns up, or a bio they published years ago, anything on the internet, right, is fair game for you, because mm-hmm. the media does its own research. So if you have an old bio, you know, it's very possible your media is going to stumble on that, and they're going to now use an old bio. Obviously, all your website has the most up-to-date bio because they're going to go to your website, Stacey. How does the media, why does the media need, like, to have all that information on the website?
Well, they're going to be doing, as you said, their due diligence. They're going to be up there. They're going to make sure that there's no sort of bad, negative information on the person they're booking. So they're going to be going to the website. They need to have all this good information on there, the media bio, all the other experience you may have, the credentials, so on and so forth. And if there's something on there, this happens fairly frequently because a lot of the people we work with are doing so many things. They have all of these different organizations they work with, different companies. They have their own thing going on that they have different bios in different places. So they're going to need to be sure that all the information is information that they want to be heard on the radio because you never know when someone is going to find that piece of information from years ago that you don't, it's not current.
Right, it's not current. So that's important too. So Reese, one thing, part of your strategy now is one, to provide a very content-rich interview in strong markets in the country. Correct? That was your first step, you might say. Next is to have a website that had various conversion strategies embedded. Now, that sounds like it's complicated. And what I mean is, when people come to a site, they want to find what they want, and they want to be able to buy it or contact somebody or do something. When people go to a site, they want to accomplish a task. You need to make sure that they can accomplish the task and they're not led down this long maze of, like, you know, long maze of losing their attention is what those long mazes do. You've got to give a person the opportunity to do what they want. So with a website, a very strong conversion strategy is say, who's coming to my site and what do they want? And then give each type of visitor a path to yes. Whether it's just to buy the book, a path to yes. Not all these other places they can go. They just want to get the book. Let them have it. They want to have a consult, a path to the consult that's direct and done. Right? I guess the attention span, you know, of people is lower now with all the website and the information. So the more you can create a website that says, someone's coming to my site and they would like me to help them with financial aid to college. Now, there would be a strategy that would move that client quickly and effectively, efficiently to the end result of talking with Reese. Right, Reese?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, you had a website strategy. So now we have a content-rich interview, all right, reaching top markets in the country, and then a website strategy that allowed people to get what they want. Now, I have a good question for you, is how did you get people, though, connected enough with you to actually go to your website?
Well, I gave out a lot of free information on the radio. In the interview.
Mm-hmm. You didn't feel protected.
You can't hold back. Mm-hmm. But if anybody ever asks me how much my fee is, I tell them straight out. Mm-hmm. I don't balk.
Yeah, exactly. Because when people balk about the fee, it means like they're looking to see, like, well, how much should I charge you since
right.
you're asking. Do you ever get that feeling?
Yeah.
It's like, well, what you should know your fee. You know,
right.
fee, I want this, it's cost this. There shouldn't be a, well, let me check my book. What's that mean?
Exactly.
I'll tell you, I get that, and I hate that, because what are they going to charge? They're going to quick look up and see who I am and see what they think I can afford and then put a price tag on it?
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I just never liked that. See, honest integrity in your business model. You know, it is what it is. There you go.
Let people buy you rather than sell them.
I see. That's good. Let people buy you rather than sell them. It's like rather than trying to create demand, go where the demand is, right? It's like
sure.
It's like why climb uphill? Think about that. Why not just you know, go with the flow, and that's it. So let them buy you. Now, one thing Reese has, though, think about what he's bringing to the table. Years of experience, knowledge of his industry, applied to the everyday person's needs, that gives him that certainty that he can make a statement, I can help you or I can help you, right? So he's put a lot of, unbeknownst to him, he's put a lot of strategy in just creating Reese Aristi, okay? But it was just doing what he loved and realizing, whoa, I get more business when I provide clients with the deliverables they can purchase at a price I'm willing to tell them about, and a variety of services that help enhance their experience with me. That they naturally need, and I can naturally provide. I mean, it's so simple, right? It's a
yes,
simple
it is.
Business. Mm-hmm. Simple business model, but it's rooted in such common sense. It makes so much sense.
Well, but it doesn't happen overnight.
No, it takes time. But I don't know. I mean, I've been doing teleseminars since 2000, and we're almost 2010. 10 years is going to pass anyway. Brian's one of my original people. And I'm doing a teleseminar here today for Brian at Speaker Match, by the way, Reese.
Uh-huh.
And he's one of our originals.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. So you see how the time's going to pass anyway?
Sure.
It just is. I mean, unfortunately, right? We can only turn back the hands of time on fantasy land. I don't know. I have to still figure that one out. But the time is going to march on anyway. And 10 years has passed since Brian and I first met. And we've been doing teleseminars once a month since then. All right? So you might as well make that time work for yourself, right? And position, use it to build yourself up because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have 5 kids. Everyone knows that. And the older they get, and I, Brian, you're not gonna like this. Brian's got like three little ones now. The more expensive they get.
No kidding.
The price tag, the college price tag, reaching, what is it now? $50,000 $40,000 to $50,000
More. Yeah, NYU is 56. Vanderbilt is 56.
Now think about that, 56,000. And you know what the point is? Not everybody pays that. Some people get all the services that RISI offers. So if RISI charges you X amount of dollars, and you trust him that he can get the result for you because he's seen your case, right, the parameters of your case before, he can basically project what you're likely to get, knowing his market so well. So if you're facing a $56,000, your kid's dying to go to NYU, and they got in, first getting in is a big deal. RISI helps with getting in. So during an interview, he would talk about this. First, you got to get into your dream school, and here's three tips. And you don't have to be totally smart and ace, though, that SAT, right? You can do some other ways he's found to get you in the door.
Absolutely.
That anyone can do. Average people can do. See, success is not just for these very talented, very blessed, very brilliant people. It's not fair. There's the rest of us out there, and we deserve success, too. We just have to find our particular path to success. And RISI comes into play where he'll talk about the average person and how you can get into the school of your dreams without having to be, you know, this like huge 200 level IQ. You know, I'm sort of overemphasizing there, but he can get the average person in the college they want, but because he knows what they look for in the application. So if you know 4 years in advance what they look for in the application and why they say yes to an application and no to another, well, shouldn't you be able to craft a resume or an application that fits the yes model, right, RISI?
That's right.
You see? So with the cost of education the way it is, people are looking towards RISI services. But the interesting thing is rather than use just one arm of marketing, such as local presence, RISI went out on a national level, and in a small investment on his part, you know, led to a big income.
Well, I actually went a little further than that because I'm in the international market.
And now you're in the international market? Do tell.
Yes. Well, my book was translated into Spanish.
See, that was another interesting move that RISI made too. All right. Knowing your market, paying attention. There's an entire community out there that may be a target community for you. In RISI's case, of course, America is a multicultural nation, right? And
absolutely.
And why not? And I'll tell you, as a publicist, we have a lot of media that is Spanish oriented, and they want experts to come on and talk to their audience, Spanish speaking audience. So RISI got his book translated into Spanish to serve the needs of an unserved community. So think about that. Your unserved community. I mean, that could be another homework assignment today. See, I'm full of homework. Wow. Is think about who are you not serving that you could be serving based on your business model.
Right?
Because there you go. You can open a whole untapped community. Right? And then you put together a team of people or strategy to access them. You know, and don't be afraid to invest in yourself. I mean, RISI, what do you think about that? I mean, I really love people to invest in themselves. Buy a return on investment. Buy something you can measure, right? Don't throw your money away. Buy something. Buy something you can use for your success. What do you think about the invest in yourself model?
Well, you have to.
Right. I mean, if you didn't purchase the radio campaign, you wouldn't be here today. And you'll probably get a few clients just from this call.
Well, you never know.
Well, you have in the past, which I think is really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not afraid, though. Tell us about not being afraid to give them the sizzle and the steak. A lot of people say, hey, just, you know, tease them. Don't reveal your whole book, you know, and all that. Why not? I say, why not? What do you say, RISI?
Because you're cheating yourself. You're presenting a fraud. And it's not a half-assed program. It's a whole program. And if you really believe in what you're doing, then you have to simply get the message out, and you can't hold back. It's really that simple. You have to have certain values. And I have my version, and Annie's heard this before, my version of the golden rule: I will do unto you more than anyone else will.
I mean, do you love the guy? You've been on the phone with me for a short period of time. I've done most of the talking, but yet don't you trust him right now? You just do. He seems to mean what he says and knows his stuff. It's just very interesting. How would you mention your website? How many times would you mention it during the interview?
Two or three. But sometimes the host mentions it a half a dozen times.
Right, because they also appreciate that you're giving their audience what they want.
And they plug the hell out of you sometimes. And I had that happen to me. I had that happen to me last week.
Oh, yeah, do tell.
And they want me back again. And I just set up another interview for beginning of June.
You know, that's one of the benefits of radio, too, is they can have you back again and again. And with our company, you don't pay for your second time, third time. We want this for you. You know, you go for it. We want you to be successful. That's
I've had multiple interviews on a number of different stations.
And that's terrific. We want that. Remember, we want you to be successful. You know, we're in it with you. We want this for you. And we'll do everything we can to get you there. And then when you get on the air, just do what Reese, you know, give the information. Really try to help your listeners. Don't be afraid, you know, of book sales. I think that's the myth that hurts people the most is how many books did I sell from my radio interview? Why is that such a myth, Reese?
Because it'll come back years later. I have a client who lives near me in Boca, and I was in the Palm Beach Post. I was interviewed. I was on the first page of the business section 4 years ago, and this guy saved the paper. And 3 years later, he calls me up and becomes a client, and my fee was, for two students, it was about $1,600. It was well worth it.
It's absolutely well worth it, yeah. And you're generous. You know, you're generous with your time. Like you said earlier, you don't clock it, you know.
Oh, no, never, mm-hmm. never. I don't look at my watch when I have an appointment
mm-hmm.
on purpose.
Yeah, you just go for it. You just serve, you know, serve your client. What is it they need?
And, you know, ask for the order and then shut up because he who speaks first loses.
Well, that's a sales tell seminar now. We should have you back for that one, too, because obviously – but see, not everybody's going to turn into a client right at the time.
No, of course not. I get people 6 months, a year, 2 years later.
Sure. They just
have to
know.
This guy was 3 years later.
Yeah. They just have to know you're there. And when they're ready, you're there for them.
Yep.
And you're consistent over time. They know you're not here today, gone tomorrow. You're consistent. They know you're like a rock. You know, I can call Reese, I can get the job done. And I can call him a year from now and get the job done.
Yep.
And we all know how fast that year is going to go. You know, as well.
Like Prudential. Used to be the rock.
Yeah. Funny. Well, what other marketing strategies do you want to share with us? Is there anything we haven't talked about that you feel people really should know about to turn their investment in themselves into big money?
No, just sign up with Annie Jennings.
Oh, well, you're very kind. Thank you. Well, our clients are our best testimonials, walking testimonials. Again, that's another, you know, think of it in terms of yourself, too. Are your clients your best testimonials? And you get that through over-delivery, consistency, and just continuing just to go for it. You know, go for it on your client's behalf. Make sure they're more successful than they ever dreamed possible. And there's no reason not to over-deliver. Why? It's fun. It's, you get charged up. Over-delivery is probably one of the secrets to never-ending energy. There's something about it. When you're striving to over-deliver, like you're charged. You know, you're on fire, you're doing it, and you're thinking, too. You're thinking of new things all the time. Better products, the unserved market. How can I go out and be more creative, be more successful?
And when you have a successful client, ask for a testimonial.
Yes, that's very true. And Reese gave us a great testimonial, too. And we do. We get our testimonials, and that is important. Why, Reese, why do you think testimonials are important, though? They don't know the person.
It's always third party.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you talking about yourself. It's somebody else talking about you.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And people tend to believe that. They tend to believe testimonials, which I think is interesting. All right. Now, here's the key to a good testimonial is make sure, you know, you use the name of the person, of course, giving you have their permission, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It can't be initials.
Yeah, no, that's right, because I've seen some interesting things like, you know, JL, you know, big city resident or whatever the city might be. We
right.
don't want that because you want to use your
– That's worthless.
Yeah, exactly. So your testimonial should use the person's name, their qualifications, or their positioning in the industry. So the person reading the testimonial gets the feeling you have good associations. Right? But in your case, Reese, I think it would be also from satisfied customers. Like, so for instance, Reese helped me afford to put 3 clients through Ivy League schools or 3 kids.
If anybody wants to see million-dollar testimonials,
yeah,
go to my website, paylessforcollege.com.
Well, see, there you go. Million-dollar testimonials at paylessforcollege.com. And there we go. We're all going to go to his website and check it out. All right? And probably become clients.
And I have great media testimonials as well.
Yeah, you do. And you don't hesitate to use them and put them up because you're entitled to. Now, there are some people who say, well, I'm too shy. That's okay. I mean, I understand that. It happens. But when you're good, you definitely want to have the tools in place so others can understand that you do provide the value in the services. And use testimonials because very important. Especially if you have a little trouble marketing yourself, the testimonials will help you a lot. And media begets media. When the media goes to a site, and we're about to close, but they have to make sure they create this win. In radio, it's win for the host and station, win for the listeners, and a win for the expert, because that's a high-powered show, or the author, or the guest. All right? They need to know you're there. You're going to be there. You're going to be good. You're not just going to be like a bump on a log. You're going to be good. Media testimonials help people get that certainty. Your host gets a certainty that if I book you on the air, I'm gonna look good because my advertisers are listening, my boss is listening. You know, everyone's gonna look good if I book you. And part of their knowledge in getting that feeling is, of course, a well-designed media page, but also the testimonials from other media they've heard of. They've heard of Kiplinger's. They've heard of Wall Street Journal. They've heard of ABC Radio Network. They have heard of CNN Radio Network. If you're associated with levels of that high quality, I mean, where this is creme de la creme, then you must be good. And they're going to be able to book with you without that reservation, the fear that they're making a mistake. They can book you with certainty, and they will. And they'll invite you back because why take the risk on anyone else when you've got this college guy already? We have our college pro. Yeah, Reese's our college pro. Why book anyone else? So you're up against people like Reese, too. In your competition, if there's any other college pros on the phone, I mean, you know, he's out there making it happen, and he's so good that they're just having him back over and over again. But there's plenty of opportunity because there's so many radio shows out there, too.
Oh, there's thousands of them.
There's what?
Thousands of them.
There's thousands of them, so just keep going. Yeah, there's something for everyone. I believe that there truly is endless opportunity for every single person. There's no such thing as not enough. Because there's always a new day. There's always a new way to tie yourself into the news. There's always a new day to be socially relevant. Because every day, change is happening. As long as, here's the thing you can be sure of. As long as things are changing, then you will be in demand as the top expert in your field. Right? And we all know that everything changes every day, so there you go. As long as you're knowledgeable about the change and what it means to your market, and you can apply yourself to these changes, then you're going to be in demand as long as you have other things in place too. So nice circle. Things have to be together. All right. It looks like we're wrapping, Reese.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for coming on. And Reese is an example of an author expert, an average Joe, who just went on the radio, bought a radio campaign, and turned it into over 6 figures using the principles of being totally comprehensive in his approach to radio, not being afraid to reveal the secrets of, you know, getting into college, was willing to give tons of information out during the call, did not hold back, knew how to promote his website. He knew how to mention it a couple times, sure, but also gave such a great interview that the host was doing all of the advertising, right,
him,
because he knew the audience wanted it. They want to know. When you do a great interview, you want to give them the website because you want your audience to say, I can't miss this show. Every guest is amazing. See? So everybody does well when we're all thinking of the betterment of others, our listening audience in this case.
Yeah, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, yeah. Win-win. Radio is a triple win. The host, the station, who then in turn promotes you like crazy. The audience, who then in turn takes action and becomes a member of your community. And, of course, yourself. You get the thrill of expanding your message, helping others, and getting out there and possibly, you know, creating a very strong community and a business model for yourself that's lucrative for you, too. There's nothing wrong with making a good living, nothing. We all have to.
Right.
Right. Okay. So, Brian, I'll bring you back in.
Thanks, Reese.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Another wonderful teleseminar today, and I guess we all have a little homework. Just to go out and look at our models. Make sure they're comprehensive. Make sure someone comes to our site, they can get what they want, and look for that unserved market that may be somebody that really we could bring into our business model. Right? All right, then. So, Stacey, let's do a wrap.
Okay.
Thank everyone for being here today. It was really a wonderful teleseminar. And, of course, we'll have the recording for everyone. And I look forward to seeing you next time. So thanks a lot, Brian and Reese and Stacey.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.